5 tips to recycle at home and save valuable resources. Recycling at home is a great way to reduce organic and other waste and show concern for the environment. There are simple solutions and recycling systems that can be installed in your house. Some people use dumpster-style bins and collect unbroken glass, plastics, cans, and papers. Others choose to compost. Here are some tips that require a trivial amount of time. Tip 1. Collect paper separately. Use a separate bin to collect corrugated cardboard, paper cartons, magazines, newspapers, and envelopes. Other items to collect include letters, computer paper, and phone books. Some items can be reused while others cannot. Discard pizza boxes, wrappers, and laminated paper. In addition to collecting paper, you can also reuse it at home. You will need paper towels, newspaper, a rolling pin, and large basin. Soak scrap pieces in water and add a spoon of cornstarch. Use a blender to mix it and pour the mixture into a frame. Use a rolling pin to remove water and let it dry. Paper recycling is important because it accounts for close to 30% of the total municipal solid waste. There are plenty of benefits to recycling: reduced water and energy consumption, higher fiber supply, and less greenhouse gas emissions. The need for disposal of waste products is also reduced. Tip 2. Collect plastic bottles and goods. You can also collect plastic goods such as egg cartons, plastic trays, cups, and grocery bags. Many facilities accept items such as containers and bags. Do not include items that are made from polycarbonates because they cannot be recycled. Tip 3. Recycle electronic goods. You can collect different household appliances such as radio, clocks, non-working computers and printers, and other equipment that you don't need any longer. When recycling electronics such as laptops and computers, it is important to delete your personal information and files stored on them. Millions of phones are also recycled each year. This saves 14 kilograms of palladium, 34 kilograms of gold, 350 kilograms of silver, and 15,875 kilograms of copper. This is a step in the right direction given that households generate between 30 and 50 million tons of e-waste or electronics waste. Other items to be recycled include MP3 players, peripherals, personal computers, and game consoles. Throwing away electronics is not the best thing to do because they contain valuable materials. They are made of glass, metals, and plastics that can be used to manufacture new appliances and electronics. There are also toxic compounds that should be disposed of. Circuit boards and monitors, for example, are made using toxic metals such as mercury and lead. They are considered hazardous waste. By recycling them, households release less carbon emissions and contribute to living in a cleaner environment. Brominated fire retardants, cadmium, and lead are toxic and may leach into and contaminate underground water. Tip 4. Collect copper, steel, and aluminum. There are different items to collect, including aerosol cans, paint cans, as well as goods that are made from brass, bronze, and other alloys. Make sure that the cans are emptied. There are many benefits to aluminum can recycling, including saving money, time, and energy used for production, along with valuable natural resources. Moreover, it is energy efficient, practical, faster, and cheaper to reuse metals than it used to be. Old items are reprocessed to create engine parts and other components for vehicles. You can collect different items such as foil, packaging and aluminum foil, food cans, and other products. Do not forget to remove the label and lid. Tip 5. Buy recycled items. To sustain the market and encourage recycling, many consumers also buy electronics and other items with reused content. There is a large array of products to choose from, including home maintenance products, apparel, clothing, and many others. Toys, patio furniture, and hangers are made from recycled plastics. You can also buy products made from paper such as shipping boxes, greeting cards, and paper towers. The automotive industry also uses metals, plastics, and oils to produce parts, vehicles, and oils. Thus, you can recycle electronics waste, from printer cartridges to printers and cell phones, and buy products such as flooring, insulation, carpets, garden supplies, and a lot more. Other tips. It is a good idea to visit or call the recycling center in your area and ask about the items they accept. Most centers accept old mobile phones, personal computers, steel, tins, and aluminum products. Plastics and paper are also on the list. Advanced facilities have sophisticated machines and equipment and process large items and other materials. You can also create your own system for collecting items. Locate bins for different items in your courtyard, garage, or another place. Use lids to cover the bins if using the backyard or carport for this purpose. Remember that items such as plastic pots, e-waste, and fluorescent light bulbs should be stored separately. Other materials such as motor oils also require special handling.